podcast. No, don't be naughty, go meet a buddy here on Buddycast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the founder and host of Buddycast, Nick Sorensen.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Back to Buddycast for a third time. How you doing, Santa?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, young man. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm having the year of my life, Santa. I must have been a good boy this year because everything that's been happening to me this year.
Well, you've been very good from what I've observed. Now, I don't see you 24 hours a day, but whatever I've seen, Nick, I'm impressed with your behavior. Yes, young man, you've been very good.
Thank you, Santa. Hey, how are things going at the North Pole?
Busy. Incredibly busy. But, you know, last year we had supply chain issues, which we don't have this year. And the elves all working overtime to ramp up production. We're producing an awful lot of toys. And I think I told you last year about our new system. We have an automatic retrieval system in the warehouse. So Santa could just enter in a computer where each kid gets it. It automatically drops down into the sleigh. That's really nice. And the elves and the reindeer are in tip-top condition. They've all been working out in anticipation of the big night, which is coming up, you know.
Yes. You getting ready for the big night?
Oh, I'm getting ready. I'll tell you. I'm off. You know, Santa, that's his biggest night, and it's a lot of fun, though. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. And traveling the world, it's amazing. You see so many different things. See, so many good children. That's the best part.
Mm-hmm. Santa, a question that just popped into my head. How do you get down all those chimneys at night?
Well, it's not easy, you know. And sometimes I'll come up to a house that doesn't have a chimney. Then it takes some real magic to get in. But, you know, I can do it. And I snap my fingers and I'm in the house and I drop off the gifts and right back out again. But whether it's a chimney, it's kind of nice in and out, just swoop down and swoop out.
Mm-hmm. The power of Christmas magic.
Pardon?
The power of Christmas magic.
Oh, it's all Christmas magic. You know that. Christmas is a very magical time.
Mm-hmm.
And, Santa Claus is magic, indeed.
Yes. So, Santa, when you're driving the sleigh, you know, you obviously see some magical sights because you travel the world. What are some of your favorite sights to see when you're taking your trip?
Well, some of the most exciting things are some of the big cities, you know, flying over New York City or flying over Paris, you know, flying across the United States. It's pretty well lit, but there's some areas out in the West when, you know, out around Wyoming and Utah and some of those states are not so well populated, so they're kind of dark. But the East Coast is very well lit, as is the West Coast, and the interior maybe not so much. And then in Europe, we have some major cities like Paris, the Eiffel Tower. I get to see that at night. But the amazing thing is when I fly over the continent of Africa, because Africa is a lot of rainforest and not many people live there, and they don't have electricity in a lot of places. So flying over Africa, sometimes I'll see this great big bonfire. And that's an amazing thing to see these big fires. And that's how they stay warm and how they light the area with a large bonfire. And it's just strange to see this really dark continent and then to see these bonfires every once in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Santa, I gotta ask, how are the reindeer doing? They ready for the big night?
Oh, they're ready. You know, we've been working out to make sure they're physically ready, and they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're really looking forward to the night too. It's Christmas Eve is everybody's chance to shine. Mm-hmm. I mean, the elves, most of their work is done by then because they produce the toys and help me load the sleigh. But once we take off, it's a reindeer and myself that make the magic happen.
And how's Mrs. Claus?
She's doing well. She's baking cookies right now.
Ooh.
I can smell them. And we'll have to go up and see if maybe they're little Christmas trees or wreaths or maybe Santas. Or she makes all kind of cookies. Maybe some pizzelles. I love pizzelles. Do you like pizzelles?
I do.
Those are one of my favorite cookies. I like to have cookies from around the world. Pizzelles are Italian.
Ooh. Now that brings up my next question, Santa. What is your favorite cookie?
Well, I'd guess a gingerbread man.
What do you think? Good choice.
Here's something for you. Here's a little joke. Why did gingerbread man go to the doctor?
Why?
He was feeling a little crummy.
That was a good one. Speaking of favorites, what about your favorite Christmas carol?
Well, let me think. I think I have two. You were singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That gets everybody excited about me coming. And I love that song. And it's great to hear people singing it. You know, a lot of times if I'm visiting a party or something, that's when I make my grand entrance, when they sing that song. So that's one of my specials. But the one that's closest to my heart is Silent Night, because that story tells the true story about the birth of the Christ child. And it's a wonderful story and a beautiful hymn. So I would say that is my favorite carol, Silent Night.
It truly is.
It's all about Santa, you know.
Yes, 100%. What about your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I like It's a Wonderful Life. I've always enjoyed that movie. You know, George Bailey was such a nice guy, and everybody loved George. And that whole movie, you know, except for Mr. Potter, it's about love, you know. And Clarence the Angel, he's so special. And little Zuzu, when the bell rings, you know, that's when you know an angel gets its wings. That's a really special movie. I just love that movie.
Yes. Hey, speaking of It's a Wonderful Life, here in my hometown, Erie, they're putting on that play at it's called the Erie Playhouse. I think you've flown over it before.
I have. I've seen the marquee. They have a new marquee there. They've done very well. The water marquee looks spectacular, too. Erie is doing a good job of re-energizing itself. I'm very proud of Erie.
Very much so. But yeah, they're putting on that show, too.
Well, tremendous. Maybe Santa could take a night off, but I don't know. We're pretty busy this time of year. Is it going to play after Christmas? If it plays after Christmas, Santa might be able to stop by.
I'm not sure if it will, but... You know, I think Santa can always, I think you can always give a little duty to the head elf and just sneak out for a minute. Date night with Mrs. Claus, you know?
That sounds like fun. Maybe a date night, sure. Why not?
Now, Santa, you said it earlier. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. You know what they say? The true believers will hear the bells on Christmas night. I got to do a bell check here. You know, can you ring those Christmas bells to make sure all our buddies out there listening still believe in you?
Well, I'll tell you what. Santa has two bells, not just one.
Ooh.
The one I ring when I want to get everybody's attention is a special bell. And listen to this one. Or if I see an airplane heading close. But then when I'm in a smaller crowd... I use my jingle bells. They're a little more gentle. And sometimes children get frightened by that big bell. But this bell, kids like. They gravitate towards the bell. So it's a very nice bell to use.
Wonderful. And I heard them both, so I'm still a believer.
Good.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of kids, you know, when you visit public places, like you visit schools or you visit... You know, like just places in the community, you know, you go undercover. A lot of kids kind of maybe sometimes get a little scared of you, get a little nervous. What's one way that you show them that you're the jolly nice guy that you are?
Well, one thing, when kids are a little nervous, Santa likes to come in, ho, 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 real loud, ringing the bells. But if I think a child is a little bit fearful, I'm a little quieter. A little more gentle. And, you know, that fear of Santa has a name. We have a name for it in the business. Can you guess what it is?
Is it claustrophobia?
You got it. Very good. You're a bright young lad.
Mm-hmm. So what about, yep. So what do you do when kids have claustrophobia?
I speak to them gently. Sometimes I bounce them on my knee, and they usually come around. And, if not, I let them talk to me from a distance. And, you know, we just have a little conversation, and then they go back to their mom or dad. Santa doesn't want to seem threatening. He just wants to be friendly and gentle.
Mm-hmm. What about all the boys and girls watching out there that are afraid maybe you're going to miss them? Like you said, like maybe they're afraid because they don't have a chimney, or maybe they just have this thought, like, what if Santa misses me this year? What do you have to say to them?
Well, chimney or not, Santa will get there. And Santa, this year, has GPS on his sleigh, so I don't miss any homes. And, you know, in the past, I've never missed your house in the past, so why would I this year? It's not going to happen. Santa, in all the years, has never missed a home. If you're good. Now, if you're really bad, you know, Santa could maybe fly by, but he usually doesn't do that. Even if you're not so good, he'll bring you a little surprise. Mm-hmm. Might be coal in your stocking, but a little surprise.
Ooh. That'd make mom and dad happy because that heats the house.
True. Very true. Mm-hmm. At least it did in the old days. Not too many coal burners around anymore. When I was a child, we had coal up at the North Pole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could smell that coal smoke for miles around.
Absolutely. And Santa, you're a giver. You give gifts all year. You know, you make sure everyone gets what they want for Christmas or something close, because, you know, there's always supply and demand. There's always, you know, the chance there's those popular gifts around here. But I want to ask you, what can we give you this year? What can we give Santa Claus this year to make sure his Christmas is just as jolly and merry as everyone else?
Well, let me think about that a minute. You know, Christmas is love. So if everyone would love me and I'll love them back and we all love one another. No, that's the whole thing with Christmas. Christmas is love, because God sent his son down to us as an act of love. Jesus and Mary loved their little boy. The shepherds loved the little boy, and the three wise men came to worship the little boy. And it's all about love. So Christmas is love. So what Santa says, if you'd love me and love one another, Santa would be very happy. That's all Santa needs, is to see people love one another.
Wonderful, Santa. Wonderful. I agree. The best gift we can give this year is love, you know? Just like there's a song out there that says, just like love, you know, he's there waiting to be missed.
Yep. Well, that's that love is what makes the world go round, young man. It's love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Santa, one poem that I absolutely love this year is one, I think it's one of your favorites too. It's called The Night Before Christmas. Do you know it by chance?
Well, I don't know it by heart, but I can read you the poem. It was by Clement Moore. I'm familiar with it. Let me get a book here and read it. So hold on one minute.
Take your time.
But I can maybe recite a little thing for you before. You ready for this one?
Yes, Santa.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. We'd worn them all week and they needed some air. But that wasn't the poem by Clement Moore. I will read that now. Boys and girls, are you ready?
We're ready, Santa.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap were all settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw open the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wandering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a quick old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dancer, now Dasher, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing upon and prawning of each little hoof. 8 deer, it's a lot of prancing. As I drew my head, as I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney came St. Nicholas with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. That happens when you go down the chimney. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkle, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were red and his rose like a cherry. The stump of a pipe he held in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his red head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly, and when he laughed, it shook like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. No fear, no fear. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled the stockings and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, he gave a nod and up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh and his team gave a whistle and away they flew like a down of a thistle. But Herm explained as they drove out of sight. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Oh, isn't that a great poem?
That is one of my favorites. Thank you, Santa, for reading that for us. That was a true Christmas gift right there.
It's a wonderful story, and I was glad to share it.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question for you, Santa. What is your advice to all the boys and girls listening out there?
Well, I have a few items. It's going to take about 20 minutes to give you the advice. No.
We got time.
Well, the first thing on Santa's list is to obey your parents and teachers and grandparents and adults in general. Just Always obey and be respectful. And always try to be good. I mean, sometimes we goof up, even Santa goofs up sometimes. But if you goof up, renew your effort and try to be good. It's very important that you try to be good. Always work hard in school. Hard work always pays off.
Yes, it does.
And also, play hard, because playing is very important. And playing is important to learning how to cope with life. So it's very important indeed. Another thing that's important is to eat well and drink lots of milk, because you want to get big and strong. You know, and to do that, you have to have the proper nutrition. And, you know, eat a little bit of candy maybe, but not too much. And, you know, eat healthy meals if you can. That's very important. And remember to brush your teeth after you eat. That's also important. You want to keep your teeth in good shape and have good dental care. And you want to wash your hands frequently, because, you know, these days there's a lot of diseases floating around. So you want to keep your hands clean. And when your mom says it's time for a bath, don't argue. Just take the bath.
We all agree.
Need to take a bath once in a while, you know.
Even Santa. Especially after the big night going down the chimney.
Sure. Oh, hey, I get sooty pretty dirty, I'll tell you, yeah. Take a very thorough shower when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important advice is to be a buddy and love everybody. It's very important that we all love one another. There's not enough love in this world today. There's a lot of hate and bitterness. So we have to overcome that, and we have to be loving and joyful people. And that goes for children, too. Always try to be loving and joyful.
You got that right, Santa. Well, Santa, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. Thank you so much for all of your advice. Thank you for reading us the night before Christmas. And thank you, Santa, most of all, for being a buddy.
Well, Santa's glad to be a buddy. I'm always glad to entertain children. So I hope the children out there listening enjoyed tonight's little broadcast. And Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Merry Christmas to all. Thank you all for being buddies on BuddyCast. This is our buddy, Jolly Old St. Nicholas. I'm your host, Nick. Thank you for joining us on everybody's favorite show.
Well, the days are going fast. Buddy, buddy, we've got to make them last. Buddy, buddy, before they've all gone past. Buddy, buddy, tune in to BuddyCast. But don't be lonely, come make it, buddy, here on BuddyCast.